Survivor Specialist Phil and Will are back, and today we are joined by the legendary, sitting right next to me, cracking a Coors Light, Johnny Fairplay. It's 11:05 a.m. here on the East Coast. Will, I know you're probably suffering, and you're probably also a little thirsty, so here, I'll crack mine too, so that I can get this going.
Yeah, but, I had said before, I was like, if you're with Fairplay at 11 a.m., I'm sure you guys are going to be cracking a couple beers. It's 8 a.m. for me. I mean, I could get like a Modelo out of my fridge right now, but I still am on the coffee train here as it is 8 a.m. I don't know. That might be too early to
you start can drop some whiskey in there if you want to.
Yeah, potentially.
Can we do a little peek behind the curtain thing?
What are we peeking at here?
The last time I saw you, where you were and where I was.
Oh, yes. The last time I saw you was at Jax's bar for your amazing watch party with King George.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Hold on.
That's the last time I saw you, Fairplay. I don't know if you...
He doesn't remember that time.
I don't know if you remember.
Before that, I was rocking this headband with a leaf blower in my hand because some asshole was making these weird challenges that anyone could do. Versus, you know, strategy based or
there was a good mix of games.
we had a good mix of mediocre to shitty challenges.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So did you work on season two?
I did. Yes.
Oh, okay. I heard very good things. So we're talking House of Villains for those of you not.
Yes, if anyone hasn't picked it up yet, yes. Yeah, I mean, I can't say much, but season two, it's in the can. So
yeah, we'll see how it
turns out.
There's no way Richard Hatch could out Fairplay. So we shall see.
Everyone will have to tune in and watch for sure.
Yeah, it's
a good plug.
We're here to talk about episode 7 of Survivor 46. So we're going to have to split tribes. We know that it's going to be split 6-6.
Episode 7.
Episode 7. I didn't put that out there and people were very pissed at me. It's actually called episode 7.
That's the title.
Oh, wow. It's the official title.
Wow. Jelinski lives on.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you feel about the fact that they're going to split these again? I'm just trying to send out the tweet here. Normally I can just click while I'm looking. Yeah. How do you feel that they're splitting again?
There's going to be two tribes.
It's going to be the same thing as they did last year when Caleb and Sifu went home, where it was one of them didn't make the merge and the other one did make the merge. So they're splitting right into.
Well, no, they've all made the merge. It's the first person out doesn't make the jury. Yeah. It's so bizarre. It's weird.
Okay. It's convoluted for the sake of being convoluted. I watch Australian Survivor and love Australian Survivor because we don't do that, or they don't do that. I say we.
Yeah,
I'm ready to defect. Please give me a new home.
I'm hearing great things about Australian Survivor.
Oh, Titans v Rebels is top 5 of all time.
Wow.
Potentially top 3 and possibly the greatest season in the history of Survivor, any continent.
Wow, those are
exactly there's not one dud episode, and there's two non-elimination episodes and no duds.
And meanwhile, we're over here, and Will, we have not watched a single second of Australian Survivor, right? I that was the most I just watched highlights of King George with Johnny Fairplay to get us pumped for this podcast. And that's the extent of what I've seen of King George of Australian Survivor.
My roommate for the next 6 weeks and possibly longer, King George. So he's in Turks and Caicos right now, but he'll be joining me in Chicago, and so can you. Go to SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. I have viewing parties all over the country coming up. I have Chicago this week, and then Cincinnati, Ohio, and Charlotte, North Carolina, Charlottesville, Virginia, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. We are everywhere. But the one in Chicago is a little different, guys, because it's limited to only – it's a penthouse apartment. They have a penthouse party room with a hot tub and view, and it's limited to 30 fans and 30 fans only. Free beer, free wine, free food, a King George and Johnny Fairplay Chicago obnoxious t-shirt. It is the greatest t-shirt ever. It's $100 for everything, but limited to 30 fans. I think we only have like 8 tickets left. So go to Survivor Tix right now and join us there. And then, you know, join us at the others. But it is the most VIP viewing party of all time. And we are stoked. Chi-Town. Woo!
Hell yeah. And those are fun. I can't speak to a penthouse and free beer, but the one in LA was a lot of fun. A lot of former survivors there. And I had a blast. So
yeah, we had arm wrestling.
We did. Yes.
I saw that on social media. I was confused. And Abby Maria, if I'm not mistaken, won. Correct?
She beat Hurricane Kelly from Titans v. Rebels. And then I lost to King George. What are the odds?
I haven't seen the size of King George yet, but.
He's smaller than me.
Okay.
Oh, there. Jesse beat King George in Durham Wednesday night.
There you go.
So, oh, they're fixed, by the way.
Oh, they are fixed.
Yes, it's, okay, it's pro wrestling.
But you still are taking bets on it, right?
Oh yes, yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah. It's a work. It's
I love this. I think I want to know. How can I get in on this arm wrestling scandal here?
Yeah, we did fire making before, and the gimmick with the fire making, like, it'd be like me versus Sandra or whoever it was, the most famous survivor that's at that party, they're the special guest referee, and the gimmick is that they come with a lighter and they light your fire. So that it's fixed as well.
That's perfect.
Love that. Well, AJ Consis over here is just talking you up. Let's promote Johnny right off the bat. I'll be at his live show and Cincinnati on the 17th, and I'm pumped. And he's been to 6 of your live events, and they're great. Everyone buy tickets. It's more than worth it and a lot of fun.
Oh, thanks. See you soon, AJ. So that one's going to be Cincinnati. Lil might be at that one.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a throwback. Lil's still involved in some way.
Rupert might, but I'm not sure if the number I have for him is still.
We could get Rupert versus Lil arm wrestling.
He will not go along with
Lil's arm will be snapped in half because Rupert.
Rupert like tries his hardest. It's like you're supposed to let Lil win. Rupert comes full out and breaks Lil's arm.
Look, you guys don't. If you guys remember, he doesn't like throwing challenges.
That is true.
So it's he's
not that you're ever a part of that, right? Yeah, never, never. Anyway, we were actually talking about your season for our Patreon. Since we're promoting things, patreon.com/thespecialist. Will and I were talking about our favorite food moments in the history of Survivor, food related. It didn't have to be eating. It didn't have to be at a challenge. It could be anything. And the one of the ones that I brought up was Sandra, after you all voted Rupert out of the game, taking the fish and dumping it into the woods behind the shelter. And then all of you just reaming out Krista for the next like 2 hours. That is one of the best. So check that out on patreon.com/thespecialist. But yeah, I love those trips down memory lane of when people were really vicious. Kind of like we saw Venus this week, and I can't wait to talk about Venus. I see Johnny's notes over here. There's quite a few things about Venus.
So. Venus is hot.
That is the number one note. His so far, like, for anybody who's like, well, he's just talking about their bodies. No, he's got Tim as a nerd, so that's also on here. So he's got two really good ones.
Expensive notes.
He's done. Yeah, he spelled them both right too. He's good.
Yeah, no, I it's funny because they're just like, oh my god, you know, Johnny cares about bodies. Yeah, it's called television, and In a lot of cases, there's attractive people on television. That's one of the selling points. That's what you're looking for. Sometimes, you know, to each their own. And I like seeing attractive people. This cast, not so much. And I don't like that. I can see not attractive people at Walmart. I don't go to Walmart.
Will, you got to comment on this?
Where do you go to go grocery shopping or shopping?
I'm not saying anybody's appearance on the season.
I
can't control my guest just because I'm sitting next to him. I'm in his house. I have to let him talk.
I don't go to Walmart to grocery shop. I go to Aldi, I go to Target. That's where the attractive people.
There you go. So Target is where the
more. So now everybody knows you're going grocery shopping to try to find your soulmate or a one night stand. It's Target. Johnny Fairplay's.
that's
Johnny Fairplay's advice. Yeah. What do you be thinking about the season though? I know you're talking up Titans versus Rebels, but what are you thinking about the season?
Potentially the worst season in the history of Survivor. the only palatable episode thus far was episode 6, Cancel Christmas. And it's hard to screw up a merge episode. So that's they won that one by default. But no, otherwise this is I hated the first half of 45 like a lot. Once again, I want to see attractive people. I want to see athletic people. I want to see strategic people that aren't game bots. and you know, your Brandons and whoever else that beyond sucked the first half of 45. I understand you want to play Survivor, and that's great. And Bob from Survivor Gabon, he does like a 5-day thing in Vermont at his house, and you can do that. And that's where you should be. I don't need you on my television. If you can't climb a rope ladder, this isn't the game for you. It's not cute. It's not no. Like, I have a 6-year-old that plays crappy soccer. They're not good at soccer. They're not on TV. You don't need to be on TV. I understand this is your dream, but live your dream for 5 days doing half-ass challenges and not on my TV.
It's a good time to plug that on Thursday, Brandon Donlan is likely to be podcasting with me and Blake. So, there. Yeah.
Oh, he's fully aware of how I feel.
Yeah.
Once again, good kid.
Yeah.
You need to be in parks waiting in line on the other side of the table.
Yeah, and I don't think you're ripping into Brandon too heavily. I think we all saw what happened on the show. It's more like, hey, the show needs to get their act together and really, really vet these people and find people who are capable of playing. And I keep
climbing a rope ladder.
Yeah, I keep saying this to Phil, that these new era casts feel homogenous. They feel like we're getting the same types of people. It's like, I feel like
they're all the same person.
Everyone's between the age of 25 and 35, and they have some sort of white collar job and are super fans of the show and approach the game in a very similar way.
They all voted the same. Every one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, except for Charlie, who actually made a strategic play in the.
I'm talking about politically. They all vote like.
Oh, they all vote the same.
Give me a.
They all vote the same way. Yeah, sure.
All Republican. I don't care what your party is. I just want people to have different schools of thought.
Yeah, that different points of view.
Survivor back in the day, like Lex and Big Tom should not be friends. They would never be friends.
Right.
So, they become friends as a result of this. His niece is having a same sex marriage. Lex is going to be the person
officiant?
In charge.
Yeah.
Yes. And Big Tom called crying. He goes, Lexi, I mean, if you had told me 20 years ago that my niece is marrying another girl, I'd been like, not around here. So, and Big Tom not only, you know, is excited that Lex is coming, but he's excited about the marriage because it changed the way he sees the world. And I, like, why can't we have, like, this homogenous kumbaya crap is just homogenous kumbaya crap. I want a Trumper and I want a super liberal to become
Bernie Sanders supporter, yes. To live on the island and actually
or
decide
fight.
Their differences or fight or have any sort of conflict or interesting story because they don't all have the same way of thinking.
Yeah.
Something that Phil and I have been talking about on the Patreon, patreon.com/specialist. We're going through every season. So we've gone through 4 seasons now. We're in the middle of Marquesas and we've been looking heavily into the casting and they really did cast kind of what you're saying is we want people from all walks of life. Like you have the rich white collar person, you have the pretty bikini babe, then you have people who are on the right, on the left. You know, it's very, Phil likes to use the phrase Americana. It's like we're picking out all these different parts of America. And that feeling in the new era is completely gone. Like you really do not get that energy.
What do we think about Hunter though in this whole thing? And I don't know
the only throwback player.
I don't know what his political. I don't really care what his political.
Yeah, I don't care.
But I know like he is from Mississippi. He's a school teacher. He's very much into like his small town. He is an old school type player because he's physical. He's good at the challenges. You know, he's not necessarily the most dynamic in confessionals, even though I think he gives good confessionals. They didn't cast him to be the confessional giver by any means. So do you think that Hunter, with his popularity right now, I mean, Hunter is probably one of the 2 or 3 most popular players on this season. Do you think that they'll start casting more people like Hunter? Where at least I don't care what his political affiliation is. I'm not trying to hint at anything. I have no idea. I don't care. But like, this is a Mississippi guy. He lives in Mississippi. He's going to live in Mississippi. He's not looking to do Survivor to then go move to Los Angeles. Do you think we're going to see more of that because of the success they're having with him?
Yeah, and I think something with Hunter, too, is that and I don't know if the cast themselves are as homogenous as the show is actually leaning into and making them out to be. I think it's almost like kind of the show leaning in. They want Jeff and everybody wants these people to feel like they're super fans, but Hunter went and did that journey and was not able to put the seasons in order. And this is some guy who's like building challenges. Yeah. He didn't watch the seasons in order. He clearly just started watching recently. I mean, even Mariah, who was supposed to be like this nerdy super fan threat, she started watching in season 32. So I think the show is putting this out as like, hey, we have the super fans. Everyone knows how to play. When I think the cast is probably not as like, the show's playing that up, and I don't know why. I don't think that's what we like as an audience, is that, hey, everyone is a super fan and thinks the same way. So maybe it's also on the show to lean into the different parts of these personalities. But Hunter, yeah, he's a kind of a breath of fresh air in this new era.
So Hunter, we learned, is a puzzle whiz and makes puzzles. I don't know about you guys. Fingers crossed. Hopefully, Hunter starts selling puzzles. And Us Weekly can do a story about it.
Yeah, there you go. It's coming. By the way, we are sponsored by Idle Plays. So if you wanna buy some puzzles, we have the link in the description of the video. So go check that out.
Are they the people that Carson stole?
No, okay. No, they're not. Idle Plays is Russell Muscle TV. He's the one who did the Survivor Second Chances thing with us in the off season. So he's got them. And right now in our package, it's the spinning ball one where you have the little wheel thing and you
will it go round. Yes.
Yeah, Sandra won that challenge at Ron Clark's.
Yeah. I watched Sandra build a puzzle on the ground. So like, I am convinced that she cheated her way to two wins. Now, does that make you feel good that I said that?
Well, she does have a sit out bench named after
she does. And then we have the tree puzzle and we have the Fitz Tower, which I'm going to actually build these when I get back from North Carolina so that I can do that.
Did you bring them with you?
I did not.
We could have just done this instead of a podcast. Just watch us.
I tried doing the tree one and I'm embarrassed by how long it took me to finally do it. So it would have been bad. We just sit here and it would have been too long of a podcast. It wouldn't have been any fun for anybody.
You know the puzzle that Michelle Fitzgerald kicks over?
Yeah, the Fitz Tower. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
So I Bexel puzzle, they made a life size one, the big one.
And they
sent it. So it was FedEx to a person, you do it and then FedEx it to the next person. Okay. And I you had to film yourself doing it. You had to stopwatch and all that. And I think it was like 13 survivors. I won.
Oh, there you go.
I was the fastest.
There you go. There you go.
You won a challenge, Johnny.
Yeah. And I kicked it afterwards. Yeah. I was so excited.
I love that.
Perfect.
Yeah, I love that. Perfect. Johnny Fairplay, the winner of the Fitz Tower. How many takes did you do? We're not live.
No, just one. No, okay, I don't care that much. Yeah, yeah. it could have been 30. I'm like, all right, I did it. Yeah, I'm not doing it twice.
There you go.
I'm very lazy. I'm not necessarily lazy, but like I got a lot of shit going on in my life.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna sit there and do two takes of a.
You just got one. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's how I felt when I was doing the tree puzzle. I said I'll do this before Survivor starts, and my wife was like, "Hey, the show's starting," and I was like, I still have 7 pieces left, and I think there's 14 to start. So that was over to the side. But
has your wife ever been on the podcast?
She has not.
Peek behind the curtain. Uh-oh. She's real. She's very attractive, and Phil outkicked his coverage.
Thank you. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, John.
Yeah.
She's probably listening to this right now. Yeah. See if I get a text message in the next 25 seconds being like, Johnny Fairplay thinks I'm hot.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you're just saying she's a 4 and I'm a 3 is what you're saying.
No, she's very, you do a Survivor podcast. I mean, like, you know, where
what's your peak, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, she is way beyond your peak.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Rachel, there you go. There's your shout out of all shout outs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Brandon was on Survivor and it ain't getting that. You can't climb a ladder. So.
He's got,
man, we're really going after Brandon here.
Yes. He needs more face tattoos. Like the,
we
like
all
the
do.
Real Brandon. That's what
so,
he gets.
So we're going to the Martinsville race today. And then there's WrestleMania night 2, WrestleMania night 1. I had a Botox party. I literally had an IV and getting like, it was insane. And, but today we're getting Cody Rhodes neck tattoos. So the next time you see us, we'll both have neck tattoos.
Nice. I hope you're all excited. I don't even know who Cody Rhodes is.
It's Dusty Rhodes' kid. He's fighting Roman Reigns for the belt.
Wait, is Phil getting one of these tattoos?
Yeah. Yeah. He's getting a neck tattoo.
Yeah.
We're pretty excited. A neck, a neck is fine. I think that's pretty.
Yeah, that's the place you want to start. I thought it was just going to be forehead.
No, you start, start the neck.
Start the neck.
And then work your way out.
And then work my way out. That's perfect. Yes. I like that. I like that. All right, we're 20 minutes in. Like the video if you haven't liked it yet. Subscribe to the channel. We're one away from 10,500. So somebody get in here and subscribe.
I'm it. I'm already subscribed. I've been a subscriber for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been.
I think I only subscribed to like two podcasts.
Yeah.
You're one of the two.
It's always fun when I go and check out some other ones and I'm like, wait, I'm not subscribed to them yet. And I've been like following them since the start. There's their start. I'm pretty sure I'm subscribed to Reality After Show.
I'm in there. YouTube.com/aftershow or realitypatron.com or johnnyfairplay.com. I have so many.
You have so many websites. SurvivorTix.com.
SurvivorTix.com.
All right. Let's talk about the 12 people who are remaining in the game. We don't know the split, right? Is the split been spoiled? Anybody in the comments? Do we have the split?
I mean, I'm sure it's spoiled somewhere, but we're not basing this off of
split. I'm just saying sometimes the press photos will actually spoil it. So that's what I mean. Like when I say spoiled, I don't mean, did you go on Spoiled Survivor? Yeah, anybody can do that. But I'm asking, did the press
Merch Jaffer for 40 seasons? No. Did you know Merch Jaffer correctly guessed the boot order for like 40 seasons in a row? And he goes, you know, with no information. I'm just like, that's impossible. Like
that is literally impossible.
The second boot literally receives zero airtime every season. There's no way to guess that one.
Yeah, I mean, no, even putting like 18 things in order, I mean.
Yeah, the odds are like,
oh my God.
He would talk to Jim early.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. It's too big of a number. It's 6.4 times 10 to the 15th power.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Percent.
You know, it's where we stop naming numbers at that point.
Yeah.
40 in a row, folks. He got it.
Hey.
And then to do that 40 times is even
therein lies the problem.
Doing it once would be, you know, a strike. It would be pretty much impossible to do it 40 times. Now we know you're just full of shit.
Here you go. Yeah. Squilliam, though, is saying right here, sorry, Fairplay, I'm taking your mouse. It's not working. I can't use an Apple mouse. You got this. Why is that not clicking? Will has to.
It's Squilliam. Yes.
I kept seeing people post the splits. I don't know if it's public knowledge or just spoil people sharing it. And then Zach says, who is one of our patrons, Will's in control. That's why we can't.
I'm trying to look up the press photos now.
Zach says it was in one of the promos. So if it's in one of the promos, somebody please tell me what it is because I don't know.
It's fair game. Well, then I'm going to have to redo my whole ranking because I was kind of basing my thing on like, hey, we don't know who's splitting up with who.
It appears to be Charlie versus Q, which is not the Manly versus Manly battle I was anticipating for this season.
I mean, so here's we'll rank them in order, but are we seeing Venus rebounding from what happened last week, or is she just being set up as one of the two boots this week?
I think she can. I think it's really, really dependent. I actually think this would be a much more interesting podcast. We are able to know the splits because then if we don't know the split, we're just throwing shit at the wall. It was like,
I'll see if I can find it too.
But like,
Venus is way too chatty on Twitter to be hanging around. She's talking like someone that's going home. So, and for the record, if you're ever on Survivor, anyone watching this, when your season's out, shut up. Just shut up.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's not cute. Like we're not sitting here going, oh my God, talk. It's shut up. It's not a good look. So number one, listen to the rules. Number two, shut up.
Yeah, I know Phil is on Twitter more than I am. And I kind of just hear about some of the bigger stories that in the Survivor world, I like the whole Carson thing that one made cool. It through the cracks. But now I'm hearing Venus is on like a rampage on Twitter, just calling out everybody.
So Carolyn revealed on Twitter months ago that Twitter is too overwhelming for her. So as a result, Carson has access to her Twitter and does a lot of her tweeting for her. So this past week, Carolyn on Twitter came to Carson's defense.
Huh. Carolyn, who hates Twitter and doesn't like the drama. It's too overwhelming.
Huh. Carson is tweeting as Carolyn to defend Carson.
No way. Is that actually true?
Heard it here Heard it here first.
I mean, that is actually a tweet Carolyn put out. It was a tweet.
I saw the tweet that Carolyn put out, but are we?
No. Back in December of this of 2023, she tweeted that Carson has the password to her Twitter.
And right. I know that, but like that doesn't mean that.
It doesn't mean that.
He exclusively has it.
I'm just saying. You don't know.
Funnier if he is like, you know, pretending to be Carolyn coming to his own defenses. That is very, very funny.
This kid sucked then, sucks now. This is so great. I love it.
So I'm trying to find this promo, Phil, to see if there is
anybody in the comments. If you actually have it, tell us, because I'm not seeing it either.
If the promo has spoiled it, which again, here we go. Abdul I says promo has spoiled it. We are okay with that. It was in one of the promos. That's okay, but like I'm not even seeing the promo. So I don't are we sure about this?
Zach thinks that Tim, Q, Hunter, Tiffany, and Kinsey and Ben is one. Okay, then
that should give us the other then.
Yeah, that's the yeah.
All right, so now I gotta type this out. So hold on. This is important for my life. Also, if you're playing our Power Rankings game, I'm a week behind because I was traveling the entire week. So I haven't updated the scores. But I'll have those after this week.
Oh, where have you been traveling, Phil?
I know, right? It's so weird. Yeah. It's so weird. I don't know. I just appeared in Johnny Fairplay's house today.
Drinking Coors Lights at 11 a.m.
He literally said, I'll get you. He's like, what kind of beer do you like? I'll get whatever. And I was like, you know, I like really good IPAs. I like really, really good amber ales and everything. He was like, cool, here's a Coors Light.
Yeah, good for you, Johnny.
I literally have.
So if this is true, then that means we have Tim, Q, Hunter, Tiffany, Kenzie, Ben, all three purple on the same tribe.
Yes, and I have a
juicy fair play IPA. pink lemonade.
Ooh, I think I'd be more into that one. I wish I could just grab this through the.
I don't even like IPAs, of course. Light is actually better.
Yeah, I want the can of lemonade sour.
That is a cool logo. Yeah. So how do we feel if that's true of all three of the purple people being on the same tribe? It seems like this is breaking their way.
It is, but like the three people with them, it looks like the other three people being Hunter, Tim, and Ben, you know, it doesn't seem like there is an obvious person to take out. And maybe this is where they turn on each other. I don't know.
There is someone. There's Ben, because if you vote him out, he ain't gonna sweat it, dog.
Yeah, that's fine. You could probably. I mean, Ben seems to be a reasonable person to target in that group, especially he's not in the plus one alliance. But hey, neither is Kenzie, so maybe Kenzie.
Well, and that's what's interesting, right? You have Q with Tiff, you have Hunter and Tim. So Tim, Hunter, Q could potentially have an alliance. Then you have Tiff, and then Ben's on the outside. Kenzie's maybe on the outside. But do you think that their vote? Do you think that this is where they would look at saying, "Let's get rid of Ben"? Like right now? I mean, I'm genuinely wondering.
I mean, this doesn't seem like, and I know the whole point of this was to get a better look and better idea. At least we can talk about our reasoning a little bit better when we know the groups. But this seems like pretty open here.
That's a brutal split.
Like it seems like a lot of those people could go, because remember Q last week was not happy with Tim in not sharing the plus one alliance with Maria. And he's like, what is Tim up to? Tim's a little bit shady. And now you have Tim kind of on his own. I know he's with Ben, but look, Q, Tiffany.
Well, he's got his number one. that's his number three at best.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, Q could spin this onto Tim if he wanted to. Or he could say, look, Tim is in the plus one alliance. Q has clearly been the biggest like promoter of this. He kind of spearheaded it on the journey. He's like, let's keep this thing going. This is the best idea ever. So maybe he wouldn't want to get rid of Tim, so he keeps his own alliance going and then targets Ben or Kenzie potentially.
Well,
I don't know.
I think if I'm Q and Tiffany, I get rid of Tim to show that there's not a plus one alliance, but then there is with Tim being replaced.
Mm. Yeah, I could see that, but do the other players even, are they even aware of this?
I don't know if Kenzie knows that this is a thing.
I don't know if other players know, because the way it shook out last week,
it shook out like this. I think you have Maria on the other tribe going, hey, we need to look out for this. She's outing it, and they're just like, all right, let's if we kill Tim, then there isn't a thing, but there really still is.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's my thing with this. You have Q, Hunter, Tim. and Tiffany, let's say. And let's say Q, Hunter, and Tim say, we want to get rid of Ben. That makes the most sense. Ben's our odd man out.
Yeah.
Tiffany is not necessarily as involved in this alliance as Q, Hunter, and Tim are. She doesn't have to be. She's talked about being fine with it. But Tiffany could say, well, look, I don't want to get rid of Ben. Or she goes back to Kenzie and Kenzie says, I don't want to get rid of Ben. Are they going to push really hard? Is Q going to be willing and Tiffany going to be willing to push against Kenzie and go against what she wants? Because I don't know where Kenzie would stand in this, but I actually think Kenzie could be the reason that this, you know, six-person fake alliance, whatever you want to call it, ends up breaking up is because she says, I don't want to do this. And then are you really going to push against her to make it so that there's that it has to happen the way you want it and Ben goes home if she doesn't want Ben to go home? Because then you're revealing that she's way lower on this totem pole than she probably thinks she is.
Yeah, I think for a while we've been wondering, you know, we have this trio of Tiffany, Q, and Kenzie, and Tiffany's square in the middle of that. And we've kind of been debating which side is she closer to? Is she more with Q? Is that her duo? That's kind of what I've been thinking. But then the previews, maybe it didn't suggest that. Or is she with Kenzie? Is Kenzie her true number one? We don't know that, but this might be the time where that has to come out, where Q is now broing down with Tim and Hunter. And Tiff might say, hey, this is not the way I want this game to go. But if she is closer to Q and if she is in on this alliance, then she'd be like, sure, let's get rid of Ben. Or, hey, let's get rid of Kenzie. Who cares? I doubt she would want to turn on Kenzie. But that, I think, is going to be revealed this episode where Tiff is leaning in that trio.
I think a guy is going next just to keep the girls complacent.
I could see that, too.
Yeah, I can
especially
see
it. It did seem like there was this like give and take where it's like, okay, we'll do Siga this week and it can be a girl. And then, hey, next week we can make sure it's one of the Nami and we can make it a guy. And it was very like diplomatic in these discussions. Like, yeah, let's plan out the next few votes. It was just so bizarre how it split last week with so many of those people. Everybody in that plus one alliance was safe except for Maria. And those people were kind of planning out the rest of the game. And we have quite a few of them here with this split.
And then on the other side, that would mean it's Tevin, Liz, Venus, Soda, Maria, and Charlie. So the Namis could get rid of one of Maria or Charlie. Or
it's a lot of Nami over there. Yeah.
The Venus, Soda, Liz. I mean, we were just rewatching the episode before we went live. And there's a line in there from Hunter where he says, Liz hates Soda, Soda hates Venus, not Nami. Well, now Soda, Liz, and Venus are all on the same tribe here. I find it very hard to believe that Tevin, Liz, Venus, and Soda are going to all vote together to take out Charlie and Maria.
I don't think
Venus is going to want that. Venus will try to push against it. Now it'll be a question of, can she get anybody onto her side to get rid of either Soda, Liz, or Tevin? Or will this end up biting Liz in, or biting Venus in the ass? I think Maria and Charlie are totally safe now.
It's Venus.
Yeah, thank you. That's the drama's over.
Well, no, I mean, she's too chatty and she's tweeting like someone that's going home. It's like, look at me while I'm still here. And it's just like, just post thirst trap pics like Sydney and stop it.
That's all the audience really wants.
Well and fair play. I sit here and smile. I'm actually chained. My ankle is chained to this chair here. I can't leave. I have to smile at all and laugh at all of Johnny Fairplay's jokes, or he won't let me leave his house.
Where's so. Jokes?
Yeah, there's
no jokes. He'll keep bringing you beer.
That's my fiance. I don't joke.
Fairplay's like, I'm not kidding. Like, post the thirst traps. I mean, come
that's
on.
It. That's what he wants.
Yeah, please. Yeah, there's no way Nami is voting for against two. Those four players, there's just no way. Chance of the boot list, that guy getting 40 boot lists in a row. I mean, all we've heard from Nami is cracks, cracks, cracks. We know Venus pretty much hates her entire tribe. So I think you could look at this Maria, Charlie pulling in Venus, and then with that, it's 3-3. And then all you need to do is pull over one more person, have a majority. And I feel like they're in a way better spot to pull someone over than it would be, you know. I mean, do you think are Maria and Charlie able to work with Tevin? Then they have three. And then it's like, all right, Soda, Liz, Venus, have your pick. Because Tevin has pretty much said Soda's got to go to. We know how he feels about Venus. Liz is kind of whatever. So I feel like that could also be an option.
I feel like Liz is the most likely to go along with a plan of the three. I feel like Venus and Soda could end up butting heads and saying, you know, I want you out. This is finally the time. I'm over this. Let's make this happen. And I could see Liz just looking at everybody being like, whoever you want to vote out of these two, I don't care. I really don't care. And I think
that works. It's like I just want to hang out.
Isn't Liz Mariah? Aren't they the same person?
We found out this week they're not.
You sure?
That's it. Unless they're parent trapping. That's really the only way here.
This is like
was Liz at tribal council. I don't know if I saw Liz at tribal. Did
she made that anything? Crazy facial expression. It was actually terrifying.
Which one has the stupid glasses?
That is Liz. Liz wears those. Liz was I met Liz this week and she had those glasses.
The stupid glasses.
Wait, the rainbow. So they're like the rainbow frames.
They are rainbow frames.
She's so insanely rich, you know.
I know. Yes. I know.
So yeah, they finally got. I'm just once again. It's like let's cast different. Like you know, let's see across. Oh, we have a rich weirdo that's exactly like the influencer weirdos that we have already. So yeah, thank you, diversity. We have different shades of the exact same person, except we have one shade of the same person. It's literally the same person, Mariah. How do you cast that? How do you cast two people with the same name? How do you cast two people that are the same person? I've never like Ryan on Survivor for Islands. You're like, you couldn't wait one season to put skinny Ryan on.
Skinny Ryan. Fair play. I'm with you. I've always been confused. Like they did this as early as Africa, where we had two Kims, and it's like, you really were these two Kims that good that you needed them? You couldn't have waited a season.
It's like House of Villains. I you know, you're not allowed to pregame strategize. So there's no way me and Johnny Bananas had a phone call 2 weeks before we went out there and said, look,
there's no way.
Your name's Bananas. My name's Fairplay. We good. Got it. Oh, yeah. And we're working together. And we're not going to stay in the same room and split the house in two. There's no way we would do that.
No. That's not fair. That's not okay. But at least with
love that. There's proof of all that.
It wasn't a phone call. It was a meet for a Polaroid. That's what it was.
But at least, okay, at least for House of Villains, though, it's like you are casting towards a very specific person and goal. And it's like, if there's five people named Johnny and you're all the best at what you do at being a villain on different franchises, then who cares? We'll figure it out. Yeah. Survivor, these people are just people off the street. You're just casting people. Yeah. So it's like, why do you need to pick...
same
person. So
I don't know exactly what goes on behind the scenes. Like I do this podcast. I talk about it. I hear from the fair plays of the world who hate the casting. I hear from other people who are talking about the casting being positive. But here's the thing. I do think that this could be a big influence of Jeff is he has a type and these are the types that he likes. And once he started being more in control of casting, these are the types of people that he wants to put on the show. These are always the kinds of people he rooted for. He either rooted for the absolute alphas or the underdog type players.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's why we're getting it to feel so homogenous, because it's not, I almost feel like Survivor's not necessarily being cast. And I have Jeff staring at me right here with a redneck wig on. Yeah. But I feel like Survivor's not being cast as if it was the reality TV of the older seasons. It's being cast as this is the types that we like. So that's the types we're going to put on. Whereas back in the day, I think there was more of an understanding of we don't like this type. We don't like Ben Browning, but we casted him anyway because he was a type that we needed to have on the show for what the show and what reality TV was in 2009. Maybe it's different now, but I think there's still more types of characters than what we're necessarily seeing. Venus is one, and I know we talked about her being too chatty on social and all of that, but Venus is one where there is a lot more to her casting, I feel, because she is the type of villain that this show has been missing for a while. Of just pushing back, does not give a shit. And that's really
she's
good.
Hot.
That's really good.
That's what a hot girl, that's her secret power.
But what did CBS promote it as? Well, she wants to be the first Persian winner of all time. But that's not, I think that was part of her video, but that wasn't the majority of her video. But that's kind of what it's seeming like that's why she was cast. I don't necessarily think that's true. I think the casting people probably saw, man, she's going to be a villain. And if they didn't see that, hopefully they're seeing it now and seeing that. Even if you're getting pissed off at Venus on social media right now and you're saying we need to rein her in, she's a great casting choice, in my opinion. I think she's great TV.
She's probably my favorite in the new era. Like her and Sydney are two of my favorites of the entire new
And we're era. Actually getting to see more of Venus because Sydney was on the winning tribe and then got screwed by the stupid.
Because three tribes rule.
Yeah.
There's nothing better.
You never played on a three tribe season. No. Make that happen.
I don't want to play on a three tribe season.
You gotta get John's versus we'll just do names.
Yeah, I will say that like as like the casting, they feel very similar, like we've been talking about. I do think on an individual level, person to person, it does feel like everyone brings something, even if what they're bringing is similar to what someone else is bringing. Mm-hmm. You have very few people who are complete, like, just nobodies. I mean, there are maybe one or two a season, but I feel like earlier, like in the 30s, you'd have seasons and it felt like there were more duds, even though the people were more different. I don't know if that makes sense or you guys agree, but like, I just remember some people that were just blank slates, like blank. And at least people here, like, I'm just looking at a photo of the cast going through it, and it seems like we got something for even, I mean, even I know people really got sick of Banu, but at least Banu like brought something.
I cast Banu every time.
Yeah, I get the casting of Banu. I didn't need him to have more confessionals than six winners.
I think that was the issue with Banu. Exactly.
I had about an hour long conversation with Lynn Spillman two weeks ago. So we had a discussion about casting. She used to cast the show up until 39.
38 was her last season. Yeah. 39 was the first.
And if you said in your video that you didn't care about winning, you just wanted to play Survivor for the adventure, she was just like, I will never cast you and make sure that you're never cast ever. And she goes, who's that dud they put on 39? She's like, oh, she's the worst. What's her name? And I was like, Chelsea. She goes, yes, Chelsea. She was like, she goes, I vowed Chelsea would never be on Survivor because she did the whole, I just want the adventure. She's like, you're a dud. You're a loser. You'll always be horrible. And she goes, and the first thing Jeff did was cast that loser. And what did she do? Proved that she was a loser. I was like, wow. That makes me so happy because Chelsea, you suck.
does Lynn remember any of my casting videos? I want to hear her tips.
No, Lynn actually, I spoke to Lynn last week and she actually said Phil is I vowed that he is a loser and is never ever getting on Survivor ever. But hey, she's not there anymore, Phil. So maybe
I just did fuck before him. So here we go. JD is in the chat here. He says Chelsea was great. He's
great. you be a stand for the losers. The new era's great too, JD or whatever your name is. JD,
JD may be on the podcast soon too. So you so far have insulted our next two guests potentially. You want me to just give you the list here?
Aubrey sucks too. She dresses like Donald Duck.
Oh my god, she's not one of our next few guests, so okay. That's okay. All right, who's your number one for the power rankings? You don't have that note here. I'm gonna make you do this off the top of your head. Who you got?
That's fine. So going into next week,
these are the tribe splits. So
number one, Kenzie.
Kenzie?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Say it out.
Because there's no way May 1st in Charlotte, North Carolina. There's no way, because she's not allowed to be there. There's no way Kenzie's going to be there at Protagonist Beer in Charlotte, May 1st. Get tickets at SurvivorTix.com. So, yeah, number one is Kenzie.
Okay.
Number two, Hunter.
Well, don't go too fast. Oh. You got to discuss it out.
Oh, okay.
You got to discuss it out.
We're doing a podcast here, Fair Play.
Okay, yeah. So Kenzie's in the Yanu 3 Alliance, and I feel she's calling the shots of the three. And I love the I think Tiffany and her are going to stick together against Q when it gets down to it. And I see Kenzie having more outplays. She's extending her net further than I think Tiffany is. So of the two, I feel that they'll get rid of Q first, and then if Kenzie turns on Tiffany, she has more people to work with. So I have Kenzie as my number one.
Who do you have at one, Will?
I have, how many weeks in a row, Phil? Is it 6 weeks?
Yeah, every single week we've done it. You're the most boring thing. Will would have been a great casting choice.
Oh, great.
He's just the most predictable, boring thing ever. Go ahead, Will.
I could be a new era cast member.
Do you have the puzzles memorized too? Because that's really good to watch on TV
when you have the puzzles. That's because that was his job.
Oh, and Nick, the puzzles. Nick from Australian Survivor who memorized the puzzles, you're a dud too.
Okay. Didn't watch
Australia. All right. Well, yeah, he's definitely not coming. We don't do Australian Survivor. Okay, so you can talk about him all you want. Number one, I do have Tiffany. Fair play. I respectfully disagree that Kenzie is in the power position of that trio. I think Tiffany has all the power to say, I want to side with Q or I want to side with Kenzie. And she has those options. And we've seen her working with Q in this plus one alliance very closely with Hunter and Tevin last week. I think Maria and Tim are a little like on the outside of the, like, she's in the, Tiff's in the stronger four of that group of six. And so I love her position. She's the idol. Like, this is a great week to have the idol if you really need it. But I think Tiffany is totally calling the shots. And hey, she might get Q out here. She might go with Kenzie and say, hey, Q is becoming too bro-y. He's bro-ing down with Tevin, Hunter, and Tim way too much. He's got to cool his jets. Maybe takes out Q. Or she can say, hey, let's stick with that. Keep that as an option and then take out Ben. Or she can take out Tim. Or she can take out Kenzie. It's like Tiffany has all the options available to her, especially with the way this group split out. So Tiffany, again, number one, and she's staying number one unless something crazy happens. I do not like see how she's like going
a split
home.
At 12 or so, 6 versus 6. And
yeah, well, so we know how it's breaking out, and she still has the idol. I think it would
have to be, we're banking entirely on this person telling us the truth. They'd be lying to our face.
Yeah, so but so Tiffany is going to get an Erica edit if she wins, because I'm not seeing a winner edit in her whatsoever.
Really? Oh, I see a lot.
I don't know, fair play, if we're watching the same show, if you're thinking that getting Erica getting and Tiff, Tiffany has gotten way more of a story in airtime than Erica, but the big difference is
compare Kenzie to Tiffany. Kenzie's destroying her.
I think they're about even, maybe. I mean, in terms of confessional time,
can I bring up confessional count, Will? Can I finally bring it up?
Bill loves confessional count and confessional time, but I look at the overall picture. I think Tiffany is right there.
Will, you ready? Erica had 39 confessionals in all of season 41. Tiffany already has 35.
Yeah, Tiffany's way
Kenzie
ahead.
Has 36. Kenzie is 36. Leading the way.
Okay, one
fair
more.
Play.
Okay.
But fair play is saying that one extra confessional. Yeah.
That's the whole difference. That one. It was the cast iron skillet versus the non-stick.
I did like the cast iron skillet. And, yeah. And truth be told, best line at Tribal this season, no contest, Tiffany.
Which
what
one?
Was what did she say?
Like one of the earlier ones to Banu, something on fire.
I'm trying to read your notes. It's not in
Jeff's podcast.
Yeah, on fire with Jeff Probst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Let's see. He's looking for it.
I mean, this is the line of the season.
It is the line of the season.
Well, he looks for that. I'll say who my number one is. There were a lot of great casts since we've been talking so much about casting. There were a lot of great casting choices in the first 7 seasons of Survivor, but I think there's one that obviously stands out above the rest, and he just also happens to share the name with my number one. I'm setting you up for this. I know you're only half listening.
Yes,
that's Hunter. I have Hunter at number one. Hunter, and I know you're
That's my number two.
He's your number two. Okay.
Stop making the block hot. Is that it?
Stop making the block.
Yes,
hot.
That's there we go.
That's Thank Janelle you. Lightborn. Thank you, Thank Janelle. You. For saving this.
Stop making the
we had a lot of people say it. So let's give everyone
stop
credit.
Making the block hot. Anyways, I have Hunter at number one. Hunter, he has the idol. I actually think, even though if these splits are correct, he is the only Nami on there. Thank you, thank you, Will. I do think that he's actually in a good spot being the only Nami. One, because he has the idol, but two, because I think Tim and Q will actually look out for him. I think that they are going to be in a position where they say, we don't want to get rid of the alpha guy. And so they're going to say, let's keep Hunter. And then it could backfire on Q or Tim, who have more relationships working with the other members of this split. So I have Hunter at number one. I think he's in a great spot. And
my number two, I'm just going to go while we're talking about Hunter. I got Hunter number two.
That is fair. Yep.
So we all got Hunter in the top two. I mean, he's got the idol. And I mean, like you said, Phil, it seems like people want to keep him around. I know he doesn't have any of his Nami support with the way this thing splits. If that is how it splits, but he does have the plus one alliance heavily on this side of things.
And it's the Journey alliance, according to one person.
It's either the Journey six or the plus one.
Oh yeah, so, the Journey six.
The Journey six. And so I don't know. I don't know which one we prefer. I feel like the plus one alliance is kind of I don't know.
So
turning six sounds a little lame to me.
So as far as the greatest alliance names on Australian Survivor Heroes Villains, they merged And they're like, what should we name the merge tribe? And Sandra's daughter, Nina, she was like, how about the vigilantes? You know, half good, half bad. And they're just like, no, let's go with the Samoan names. They were like Sabu Sabu or whatever they did. So, and it was never referenced again. So anyway, so Nina attempts to make a move against King George. So King George, he leaves the Spice Girl and forms a new alliance to get rid of Nina. And so they're at Tribal and they're like, you know, Nina says, you know, King George, you could be going home. He goes, actually, Nina, you're probably going home because I formed a new alliance. We're called the Vigilantes. And she was like, you're really sending me home with a name that I came up with. And he's like, oh, you did mention that, didn't you? Oh, I can't believe I forgot that. But yes, the Vigilantes is one of the best alliance names. But.
I like that. I like that. We don't really get many alliance names these days. I don't think we get them as often.
No. The last time we heard like alliances were David versus Goliath.
Yeah, with Nick Wilson's.
Nick did it. I had the Rockstar Alliance. The
Thoroughbreds.
Well, which season 40, they had the alliance. It was Law and Order. It was Wendell, Nick, Sarah Lucina and Tony.
Tony, yeah.
They were and production was like, stop saying Law and Order. We were never gonna show that.
Yeah.
And they're know that, yeah.
They're like, why? They're like, that's NBC property. They're like, the term Law and Order was around before the show that apparently the only thing on USA Network other than WB.
So. I like that comment from A Cook there. George done the RHAP stuff for Survivor UK. I love how much he hates people.
I can see why George and Fairplay get along.
I'm telling you, man. Yes. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yes, we just like George tried to be so nice doing my podcast, and like after that last Bonu, he's just like, I give up. This sucks. It's like there's nothing positive I can say anymore.
Yeah, I know. You gotta hey. I knew what I was getting with Fair Play showing up today. You know what you're going to get.
You picked a good one. Like
King
said,
George seems like he can outdo Fair Play on some of these things sometimes.
Oh, he got cut off at trivia Monday night.
There you go.
Seaman.
There you go.
There was no naval officers there.
So I just like that. I like that you somehow, it's not like your match, but you've met kind of your match, you know?
Oh, he's Australian Johnny Fair Play. It's great.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, I am going to do my number two as Liz because
you hate me. Hey, I have an extra ticket to the Martinsville race. Yeah, if anyone wants to go.
You're
dead to me.
Here's the thing: you look at that group, Tevin, Liz, Venus, Maria, Charlie, Soda. It's going to go one of two ways. Either they're going to all team up and vote out Maria or Charlie, very unlikely, or Venus and Soda are going to butt heads. Venus is either going to try to go after Soda or try to go after Tevin. Tevin and Soda are either going to go after each other or they're going to go after Venus. But Liz is never going to be the one who anybody goes after in this situation. So either Nami implodes and either Tevin, Venus, or Soda go home, or Nami stays together and they vote out Maria or Charlie. Either way, you're looking at Liz's glasses at least one more week.
I think regardless, because I think Venus goes this week.
That's what I'm saying. So why would I not put her at two? I mean, she's, you know.
I just feel some of these, when we split, it can be a random person who you just don't expect.
And that's a Liz vote.
And like, I feel like that group, they could just be bouncing around. And then maybe Liz actually starts playing this week because she's in this six-person tribe that's actually going to tribal. Remember, she had not been to tribal council until this vote last week. That was her first time there.
She was paying off people with all that money she has and her.
Yeah, maybe that's her game.
Social media.
I could see maybe Liz turning it on here a bit and trying to play too hard. And they go, you know what? Should we just get rid of Liz? That'd be easy to do. Like, no one's fighting to save Liz. No one's like, oh, I need to keep her in the game. No one's looking out for her.
Right.
So, you know, like how Sifu went last season where it's just like a random kind of player.
That was so predictable. That was so predictable.
Mertz called it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Sifu was super predictable because he literally wasn't on our TV for like 90% of that.
And who's Liz this season?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Liz. She's the multi-billionaire.
Yeah. And the other Mariah.
Who hates Venus or hates Soda or hates both of them. Who knows? Probably hates everybody.
Okay, so she hates these two people. We haven't seen her on our screen at all. We're splitting up. Now she's got these two people with her.
Here's the thing.
Like, putting her two, Phil, is a little... Two is a little high for that.
Number two. Number two. Here's the thing. I think with Sifu too, I got to meet Sifu. Sifu is much more positive than what we saw on TV. And I'm not saying he wasn't positive on TV, but he was like way more normal in real life than what they portrayed him as on TV, which was good. I thought he was pretty weird. No, I'm good. I'm like, I'm slowly sipping. I thought they portrayed him as like, he's only doing the air guitar. He's only doing this. He can't even have a normal conversation. But in real life, he's a much bigger personality. I feel like with Liz, they're giving us what she's giving them. And so maybe
how could you even know that though? It's like, you're literally describing Sifu.
Well, we gamble, right? So where do you think Liz actually finishes on this season then?
I don't know. I'm not saying that.
You're so anti me putting her at two. Where do you think she finishes?
I mean, this is a podcast. We're sharing our opinions, Phil. This is how this shit goes. No. I'm saying two is very.
She's one of the two people that goes this week.
You think so, Liz? She's on the same team as Venus.
I know. It's either Liz or Venus.
Okay. I'm saying that's not a safe pick. I don't even think Liz is like necessarily the most likely to go. But we are ranking these people. This is an area like a binary thing, and we are putting each person in a specific order. And you have her at number two, which is just absurdly high for someone that seems to have no.
But I gave my reasoning. And you just disregarded my reasoning and went to it strictly. Absurd.
Yeah, because this isn't New Era podcast. This is we don't care about your feelings.
I can't wait for Brandon and JD, so people will be nice to me.
Fair play. Like, fair play. Fired me up.
And Will's going to be like, fuck you guys, I want to argue. And they're going to be like, no, you're just so good at things, Will. We love you. And he's just going to keep getting mad and more frustrated.
Yeah, no, fair play has lit the fire under me.
Yeah. Will has finally turned it back on. I know. Yeah. He's ready. We're going to get black.
I think that's just far too high. Here comes far too high. It's far too high to have Liz at
number. Hey, Adam Jumbo's back alive. Good to see you, man. Kenzie has it in the bag. Come on now. Adam Jumbo, I haven't heard from him in a while.
All right, well, I'm going to go with my number three. I have Liz.
Do you? Do you really?
No, I don't. I
was going to say, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, yeah, two is way too high, but three, no, I don't. So fair play. I'll let fair play go.
Fair play, you have a three.
Three, Tiffany. For all the reasons you said and for the reasons I said for Kenzie, I think those two are in the power position.
Yeah.
So, but I like Hunter.
I
have Hunter with the idol at two. Tiffany has an idol too. I just feel that Kenzie's calling the shots of the two. So honestly, those three are pretty much 1A, 1B, 1C.
The only thing,
except for Liz, of course.
Yeah. Well, and but, I have
Liz.
I
have number nine at best.
We all have Tiffany at three. So yeah, go. What you just said that. Let me speak, Phil.
I just wanted to say because of that.
We all have Tiffany and Hunter in our top three, and we all have the third person in our top three is all different. So fair play has Kenzie, Phil has Liz for whatever dumb reason, and I have Maria. I don't think Maria is in any trouble here whatsoever.
Liz. My wife is watching, but this is for Liz. Anyway, continue.
I thought there that was go. For Maria.
This is your destiny. Yeah. Oh, sorry, this is Australian Survivor. That's fine. This is Stevie.
You got Maria. Go ahead.
So yeah, Maria. Even though if you look at the tribal lines in this split, it's 4 Nami against 2 Siga, it doesn't seem like Maria is in any danger whatsoever. What is that? Is that a Pez dispenser?
No, it's a Todd Pop.
Oh, one of those doll things. So, is that
so,
you?
So when Carson starts selling these, we're gonna attack him for that.
I went with two of the people. It seems like we all agreed on the people who had idols as like got to be in the top three. Will, you went with I think the clear winner of the season. Fair play went with clearly the most, you know, obvious winner, which means she's going to finish like fifth or sixth.
Sure.
And then I went with the person who has something more powerful than idols, and that's $1 billion. And she's just fine. Liz is too, no doubt. So
she does not have $1 billion. Like this is like Russell Hant saying he's a millionaire.
Okay, so she has $100 million.
I don't think she has $100,000.
Yeah, does she even have $1 million? I was gonna say.
Look, I have stalked her Instagram. Like, she literally drives like a 1988 Dodge truck.
That's why she has $1 million.
Well, that is true.
That is true.
All the millionaires here, they eat lunch at Sam's Club. They do the samples, and then they go to Food Lion for dessert. They grab grapes.
The dollar hot dog at Costco is too expensive for the millionaires.
$1.50.
Yeah.
$1.50, whatever.
Yeah, just free samples.
Comes with the soda, though.
Free samples and free grapes at the grocery store.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
oh, that. Did I? I thought I paid. I'm old. I don't know. They're just like, yeah, got that money.
Yeah, I think Tiffany's I'm going to side with Will, though, over you. I think Tiffany's in the better spot than Kenzie.
That's
I do.
But Tiffany's not going to be a protagonist beer May 1st in Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's true. So, Tiffany, if you want to move up in Johnny Fairplay's rankings, call him about May 8th. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, Soda's coming up. She was at my premiere last season.
There you go. So anybody who wants that, Soda's coming up here.
Yeah. And Mariah was supposed to be at my LA party and didn't come. So screw you. And that's why you went home.
That's why. Yeah. He put in a hit on the producer. Yeah, I did. We're going to get her out.
Oh, when I got cast on Survivor, Roddy Piper called. He was just like, yeah, I know one of the writers for Survivor. So can you not have Johnny Fairplay on? They're like, yeah, we've already filmed it and we don't have writers.
Love that. Yeah. Who do you have it for? Is it going to be Soda because she went to one of your parties?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much.
That's
really?
It.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
How come you're not going to give him shit? That's a terrible
thing. No, I'm about to. I think Soda is another person on that tribe where I think Maria or sorry. Yes. No, I am right. Maria and Charlie, I feel like, are very safe over there.
Oh, they're the worst. They're horrible
because,
TV. They suck.
I love Maria and Charlie.
Much infighting.
Oh, my God.
I'm into it. I love Maria.
Oh, you know what? I will get King George on your podcast, and mm-hmm. if you want a Charlie rant, you're gonna hear one.
I like. I already got one. I went on Enos's Twitter. I don't need it.
He loves Charlie. Taylor Swift, and he's vanilla. We get it.
I like. I don't mind Charlie, and I think he's. Oh, I think he's not like. I don't think he's like incredible TV, but I do like that he. He seems to be at least playing strategically, and like some people out here like aren't playing the game at all.
Yeah, he's a game bot. I get it. Yeah. There's an AI program that can tell you Charlie's strategy. There's not an AI program that can tell you Johnny Fairplay's strategy. I'm better TV. I win.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's better at TV than Fairplay, but I do at least appreciate that there is some game happening on this season.
But what season of House of Villains is Charlie going to be on, Will?
He's not going to be on. Remember, Jeff said.
We're never going to say his name after June.
Jeff has said no more villains on Survivor. He's done.
Yeah.
Jeff's done with villains on Survivor, which I mean,
okay, great.
Hey.
Hey, there's Australian Survivor.
Soda at 4 is very, very high.
Soda's high.
I will go with my number 4, and I've got Kenzie. Kenzie here does not seem like I do have
all
Tiffany.
This fighting he's got her at 4.
Yeah, no, I didn't say I got
hour
Tiffany.
And 2 minutes in, we could have done that in 3 minutes, and we'd all
I have
be
Tiffany
here.
Three spots.
I was
higher.
Ready to give you my list at 15 in.
What time do we have to leave?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay,
there we go. Kenzie, she's not going home. There's no way she goes here because Q and Tip are both there, and I know Q is a little. You know, he's worried about Kenzie a little bit, but he can still go after Ben if he wants to keep everything together, or he can turn it on to Tim because he's, you know, also worried about Tim that didn't tell Maria about the alliance. He's not serious about this 6-person alliance, this +1 alliance. So I don't see how this vote gets turned on to Kenzie. I don't think Tiff would let that happen. I just don't see it. So
I agree with that, but because I'm sitting here next to Fairplay, and for anybody who needs, I sent my wife the address just in case. But I'm putting Maria and Charlie at 4 and 5.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so just in case I don't make it out of here alive, I'm sitting next to Johnny Fairplay. And I said Maria and Charlie. Uh-oh, here he goes. Oh, shit.
Don't worry about it.
He's just got a gigantic knife.
That's a machete.
Oh, okay, good. Here we go.
That's a machete.
But anyway.
What?
Yeah. All right. So I have Maria at 10 and I have Charlie at 11.
Oh, wonderful. We're gonna make a fire later.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, there we go. So, but yeah, I actually do. I think when you look at that, I don't see how the Nami's stick together. So I'm just sitting here and it's like Maria and Charlie have to both be safe. And then
this
I won't
is very sharp.
Yeah, I can see that. That was terrifying. I thought it was gonna be a nice dull, rusted, like Matt von Ertfelder thing. No, this is sharp.
No, I don't have stupid puzzles to practice with. I practice with a machete making fire because I'm a real Survivor player. And I can climb a ladder.
Hey, I like all those things about you. So I'm Maria at 4, Charlie at 5, Kenzie at 6. I'm rattling off my next 3 because that really is the people I think are really safe based on how this split worked out.
Yeah, and I'm kind of with you, Phil. I'm pretty similar to your rankings. At 6, I have at 5, I have Charlie. So,
Maria to go, Nami has to stick together.
They have to work together in some. Yeah. I mean, you need 4 votes to have a majority.
Not according to King George. That's not how he votes people out.
Really? So how does he do it?
3-2-2 or
well, that's 7.
Two, or 2-1-1-1.
A 3-2-1.
Yeah.
Could do the three.
I don't see this NAMI tribe pulling off a 3-2-1.
I don't think that. George is a firm believer in it's a lot easier to secure three people than four.
I would say so. Yeah. I think three is probably easier than two. Or two is easier than three.
And then with the other three, you just throw disarray there and you just negate their votes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He uses a plurality strategy, basically. Yes.
Which I actually do think is doable on the Tevin, Liz, Venus, Maria, Charlie, Soda tribe for sure right now, because you could get Venus voting for Soda voting for Venus, Tevin voting for Soda, Charlie, Maria.
Yeah, I think the only way that happens, though, if you get some sort of plurality vote, is if Maria and Charlie are on the winning side of that. They're going to put that together. I don't think Tevin, Liz, Soda, and Venus are all going to come together and pull off something like that against Maria and Charlie. So that's why I have Maria. I mean, Maria's I have at number three and Charlie at number five. So
yeah. I'd feel good about my top six. It's the next six that I'm not so sure about.
But I feel good about my five. I think once these five are, I really don't feel good about the rest of these seven people.
Three letters, starts with an L, ends with a Z.
I worry for Liz. This is the type of time where characters like Liz go. So.
What do you got at 5-6 here?
She's a dud, but Maria.
The winner of this season.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's just shit TV. I'm sorry. But I think she's good. Like, if I were out there, I would work with her, but I would make her better television. Like, I would amp her up versus what we're seeing.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, she's playing, I think, a very good game where, like, people feel very connected. I mean, Tim is saying Maria is his number one, and then we get this confessional from Maria being like, yeah, Tim's my three number three, I think.
Yeah,
at best.
Yeah,
so,
that's a great line. But I feel like there's more that we're not seeing it. I mean, like, I'm literally watching a dud survive. I mean, she is not.
You didn't like that line? I thought that was.
No, that's the only thing she's given us all. See, like, that I loved. I haven't loved anything else. I don't love, do we work with the girls and the boys? I'm just like, I don't care.
I think Maria is a very unique character. It's almost like she's in this, like, godfather role, but she's the godmother. Like, she's this, like, powerful, powerful woman who's in control of so many things. Like, she dictated everything on Sega. And I think the best is yet to come with Maria.
I agree. The
groundwork has been laid for her to really take over this season. And I'm with you, Fairplay, that she's not, like, the most exciting player. But Sega went to one tribal council. Like, she didn't have that much of an opportunity. And that's with a lot of characters this season. They just haven't had a chance to really vote people out and play the game. So I think Maria, there's more to come. I hope it's good.
She's a low-budget Sandra.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Didn't you used to think Sandra was just, like, low-budget Survivor, though?
I have come around on
that. Oh, there you go.
So, I honestly... The evolution, I think Sandra's one of the greatest players in the history of reality television as an entire genre, mm-hmm. but it's the evolution of her game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that makes sense. That's fair. Now,
you like her game changers, you like her game changers game the best.
That's
on if they don't do that last swap,
she goes, she probably wins.
She Sarah Lucina takes her spot in that alliance.
Yeah.
The pre-game alliance that they have, like, that's the end of the game. So if they don't do that last swap, Sandra's there because they replace Sandra with Sarah Lucina.
Yeah, and Sarah wins.
Yeah, I'm more of a fan of her winners at War Game, where she was the only one to quit.
I like that a lot.
She knew she wasn't going to win the battle pack, so why bother?
No, I know. I love that. I like she's like, screw this. I don't do challenges. I'm out of here.
She still has $2 million. She hasn't spent any of it. Have you met Sandra? She's cheap.
I just have her
in your backyard.
Where does she live? I
wanted to go there for Easter. Yeah. Like, I was just like what everyone's like looking for eggs in her backyard. I'm like there with a shovel.
Yeah, you got the old school challenge where you get the coordinates with the ropes.
Yeah, I go there and just like, I'm like, where's this egg?
Where's the 2 million buried?
Where's the 2 million? What I like about Maria, though, is I think she is playing the middle of everything. And I think that type of player who can make everybody feel so good with them can make some very interesting things happen in the post-merge. I really do. So I'm feeling good about Maria's game, and I actually think they've really set this up for us.
They've set this up, and maybe I'm reading into it too much, and maybe this is too predictable, but it seems like Maria is going to ride with this +1 alliance until it doesn't work out for her, and she senses that she's going to be the one targeted. And then she will turn. She'll use whatever numbers are out there and turn on this plus one alliance at some point. And I don't know if that's this episode where she turns on it. She doesn't really have a great shot unless she wants to take out Tevin here. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what we're in for, is Maria putting together some sort of flip on the current powers.
So. Are we talking about Tevin Campbell, the singer, or the Survivor player?
I believe the Survivor player. That's who Maria has the chance of voting out.
Believe that.
Just fixing my notes. Sorry.
And speaking of Tevin, I'm going to go with Tevin at number six, and I do think this is where it starts getting very dicey. Where I think anyone starting at six down is someone who can realistically go home. I just think with the infighting of Soda and Venus, and throw Liz in that mix too. Maria does have at least some connection to Tevin with this plus one alliance, and maybe she doesn't want to, upset the apple cart just yet and take a shot at Tevin, where I think Charlie, Maria, and Tevin can get together, and that can be a three that works against the other three. So I will go Tevin at six, even though, he doesn't have Hunter here. I think at this point, Soda thinks that Tevin's on her side. So maybe she can work, he can work with Soda and perhaps Liz. I don't know. Venus isn't happening, but Tevin, I think can find a way to stick around. So Tevin at six.
I got Q. Honestly, I think no one outside of the top five has a chance. And so these are just random names.
It's the order of who's most likely to come to one of your events. That's what we're now going
based that on. And potential to win. But I don't think anyone left on my list has a shot. And that includes Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a shot to win?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're only ranking these players for this upcoming episode.
Okay. Well, once again, I feel like everyone else is in potential. I don't think any of my top five are going anywhere. I think Q's pretty good. So, but after that, no.
Will, throw up the comment from JD here. Remember, Tevin and Maria went on the first journey together. I actually think that is something that a lot of people at this point have forgotten, because that was six.
I totally forgot about that. Thank you.
Yeah, that was 6 episodes ago. And remember, they both saw Jelinski just collapse. And maybe, in Survivor now, 6 episodes used to mean 18 days. Now it means 4, 9 days. Yeah, like whatever. So it hasn't been
long. It's just like a weekend. Actually,
Yeah, it hasn't been that long since they've done stuff together. So I have Tevin at number seven. I think Tevin's probably okay this week. The King Tevin stuff definitely scares me. Mm-hmm. But it's like Venus is saying King Tevin. Who is going to align with Venus? Nobody wants to play with Venus. And that has become so clear. So I'm going to put Tevin at seven, because the one who would come after him is very unlikely to actually be able to pull it off.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Fair play. Who you have at seven?
Tevin, you're invited to my Charlottesville, Virginia party, because it's near Richmond. And if you're not serving yeast rolls with whatever dinner theater you work at, please come. I would love to have you.
There you go. Yes, I've been sold, and so that's why he's your number seven. Yes. Okay, he's number seven. There you go. There you go. I love it.
At seven,
he does work at a dinner theater, right? He says he's an actor.
I have no idea.
I just
He's a theater person.
I just assume it's they do the play and then they bring you your food. Like there's always like a prime rib.
Hoop-de-doo review in Orlando is great. If you haven't done that, that's
a fun one. So we have a question from Nick.
Oh, dude, come on. I'm sitting next to this guy.
Oh, what a quick, because my jaw was broken and, my jaw was shattered and I had 4 root canals 8 days prior. And then when the yacht man shoved my head into the side of the boat, that was game over.
So, game over. Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't think, and you got voted out. That wasn't a quit.
It wasn't a quit. Yeah. And I got a hug. I got a hug from Jeff. You idiots going, is that the first time Jeff's ever?
You don't remember this sexual pose that takes up the whole wall over here that Fair Play has blown up of him hugging Jeff?
Yes.
It takes up the whole wall. It's a mural. I'm looking at.
Yeah. Can you spin it? Can we see this?
No, it's attached.
Sorry. Yeah. Too bad.
It's pretty cool though.
Yeah.
I got Bobby Heenan.
You're all just going to have to come. Yeah.
Lando Calrissian and pointing at the mural.
Yeah.
Well, I should have that as my back.
You should.
That's so stupid. You should.
I know. I don't know what you were thinking.
It's for me.
Yeah. Will, who's your seven?
I got
Why
Q.
Are you hard?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just what happens.
Well, you're next to Fair Play. I mean, that's just naturally going to happen. I got Q. I could see a world here where Kenzie and Tiff are like, you know what? Let's finally take this shot at Q now that we have them. In our sights, but I think it's probably still too early. I mean, I know we are splitting into two groups. We're still 12 people left in the game, so you want to keep your numbers around, especially we're going from 12 to 10. So if those three, if you're Yanu, if you're Tiffany and Kenzie, you probably like, hey, let's just get to 10 and still have three of us remaining. That's a pretty good spot to be in. So I could see it. I don't think he's totally safe, but I would be pretty surprised if they turned it on the Q. Plus the promo heavily showed Tiff kind of being like, what's Q doing? We got to watch out for Q. And whenever they tease in the promo, it's very rare that that person actually ends up going home and that actually ends up happening. So I'm sure they talk about it and then they realize, you know what, let's keep him around. So that's Q at 7.
What's the three with Jam Jam and Carl? What were they? The
Tika.
Tika 3. The Yanu 3 is like the less annoying version of that.
I think the Yanu 3 is the way, way better version. I agree.
Yeah, the Yanu, Tiffany, Kenzie, and Q are all actually very good.
That's why, like, when you open this up and say this could be the worst season ever, I honestly think that in the new era, there are two seasons that are easily worse than this one.
Like what?
41 and 44.
I would say
41,
I would say
41 at Sydney.
Okay, so.
Okay.
I'd say
41
and 42 to me are...
I think 44 suck. 44 moves further and further out of my good graces every day that passes.
Who's in 44?
That's the Tika 3. And,
oh, God, yeah. It's horrible.
I mean, really, what the problem is like the rest of that cast was just so under-edited after those three that you're kind of like left with, okay, it was Franny, but Franny finished, what, 7th?
Yeah.
It's pretty far down the line.
Well,
Heidi breaks Gabler's record for the fire and he's barely on that season.
Well, Gabler was
Heidi.
Oh. Heidi, yeah,
but he was hiding in plain sight.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, 43 is the best.
I got Gabler stories for you on the ride.
There you go. I'm excited.
I love Gabler so much. Oh my God.
I'm a big Gabler fan.
Have you met him?
I have.
He's great.
He's great.
He's really great. Who knew?
And he came on this podcast and was pure positivity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Yeah, Fair Play's like, now I hate this guy.
Do you guys genuinely think that Q is safer than Liz with how these things split?
Yes.
Up?
Yes, I genuinely do.
I think Q's name is going to come up as a possibility to go home this week. I don't think Liz's will.
I'm pretty confident that Q's name is going to come up because we saw that in the promo. So good take there, Phil. Really good insightful analysis.
That's the red. I'm going with that as a red herring.
Yes. And then Liz could absolutely see. I think even if Liz's
name a nobody
come is up, it, if Liz. If Liz's
a double,
name,
double boot, a nobody's going home on a double boot.
Exactly.
Or nobody is. It's not two stars.
Q's name is more likely to come up than Liz, but if Liz's name does come up, she's more likely to actually be the boot than Q. So, all right.
Soda only has three more confessionals than Liz.
Yeah, no, that's why I have not listed. I have not listed Soda yet.
All right. You want to go next, Will? You seem like you do.
Yes, I'll go next. Sure. At number 8, I have Liz. So,
finally.
So, look, I wasn't trying to totally rip on you. I mean, I was trying to totally rip. I don't totally disagree in that, like, I don't think she's the person going home. It's not like Liz here I have at the bottom. But for Tavra at 2, I think, is completely insane. And there is a real world in which she is the target. But out of Liz, Soda, and Venus, I do think Liz is the safest of those three. And so the fact that she has these two other obvious boots on this, you know, her split tribe here, I do think that, you know, 8, that's a good spot for her. Yeah. So Liz at 8.
You want to go?
Ben.
Okay. Anything about Ben or just Ben?
He sucks. I don't know.
Phil loves Ben. Okay.
I feel like I would like Ben in real life.
You would love Ben in real life.
But I don't like the whole no sweat dog.
I mean, the thing is, that's just genuinely how he is.
Though. Great. But
I'm just saying.
Then generally, Survivor's not the game for him.
See, I think I will say with Ben, and this isn't me just defending Will, this is actually like a real thought. I feel like with Ben, he's a different type than they've actually had on in this new era. Like, I would say everybody feels homogenous. He is more old school.
Yeah.
He is more of a character.
Yeah.
I think the closest thing we've seen to Ben is Cody in 43.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think they have similar, similar vibes. Here we go. The Fantasy Answer asks, it seems, or it just says, just a statement here, it seems hard in this era to be good TV without being a target. And I kind of agree.
Not if you're good.
I do agree that the new era has been so much about whoever sticks out. It's the nail that gets sticks out, gets hammered down. That's kind of been the mantra. It's like, if you make waves and you're playing hard, I mean, it just feels like, look at how Erica.
You have 12 more analogies that say the same thing.
Is this in reference to the Bruce predictions episode where we had a bunch of different
scenarios? I have a drunk Uncle Bruce shirt. Oh, talk about stealing things. You know how Bruce has the
When were we talking about stealing things? Or are you just bringing this
Carson.
While we're on the subject.
We haven't talked about in a half hour. But.
I have a drunk Uncle Bruce shirt that has his logo, but it's like him drunk. It's great.
I love that.
So, fairplayshirts.com. I just thought of it. I should have worn it. I'm going to CM Punk. He's going to
drunk Uncle Bruce. Yeah. But I do think there is some merit there. Fair play. That's why we're seeing a lot of the people not maybe be the best TV characters, because it just you get targeted the second you do anything.
Yeah, that comes back to casting. So it's game bots that don't like people that don't play game bot.
Yeah, it's the confrontation is scary. Yeah. Too scary.
Look at the casting. The casting, like, if have you seen the picture of the casting crew? That's them. That's what we're. They're like, they're just like me. And I'm like, great. You shouldn't be on.
I have Q at 8. I think he's probably safe on how this broke out. I just worry that, like, if he starts to really be like, no, I want Hunter and Tim, Tiffany and Kenzie, could be like, what's wrong with Q? What's going on with him? And yep, I do think with him being a stronger guy, they could say, okay, let's get rid of him. But realistically, I don't think he's gone.
You know what the beauty of all this is? So, like, we're basing these two mm-hmm. potential tribes based on just a random, like, it could be an insane person going, oh, yeah, I think the tribe is this. And we're complete. It's just like, no, the three Yanu are not together.
Yeah. No, I'm fully aware that this could be complete BS.
I'm trying to think that through as I do these.
Feel like that is, it's still a more interesting discussion to have if we have, even if it's fake, it's like we at least have reasons for stuff. Sure. Whereas if we were operating, we're like, we don't know how this splits, we'd be like, I got this person at 7 because I don't know what the hell is gonna happen, and it's like, it wouldn't be that interesting. So Phil has said that whoever, I think it was Zach who shared this with us, and Zach is a patron and been a fan for a long time, so we do trust Zach, right, Phil? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. I mean, if he's going to keep being a patron, yeah, I trust him.
Yeah, that's how it works.
And if you want to become a patron, I'll trust you too. Patreon.com/specialist.
Yeah. We don't even have this at mine. Realitypatron.com. We don't have this, but I'll just believe you.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be part of the tier. $5 tier. Like, believe everything you say.
Believability tier.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, join wearing your tinfoil hat.
Yeah, we'll send you something. We'll send you proof of your disbelief or whatever.
Or we'll send you flyers.
There you go. Promotional material for Johnny Fairplay. I'll do my 9 because I have Ben. And I think Ben's definitely not the safest out of anybody. But on that tribe, I do think Tim could have this turned on him. I could see Tiffany and Kenzie saying, Q, you want to work with us, you're with us. You can't just be going off.
Yeah, this Tim guy sucks. Alliance.
And Tim is all of a sudden like your best pal. Now you want to do you, Tim, and Hunter? That seems crazy.
Yeah.
And Ben really has just been the vibe guy, which Fairplay has loved so far. And so I think that with Ben being the vibe guy, Kenzie's not going to want to vote out Ben. And I don't really think Tiffany's going to want to vote out Ben. And I think that Tim's going to become a little bit more of a threat over here. So actually, out of all these, I have two people. Well, I guess it's not that crazy. I just have Ben at 9, and then I have two people from the other tribe. I think I have a better chance of going home, and then Tim is my bottom person from this team. So Ben will be, or Tim will be my 11.
We're not sure Tim's the bottom,
but we're not. Tim's going to be my 11. And then I'll do my 10 and 12 in a second, but
presumptuous.
my apologies,
Phil. I think I'm mostly on the same page with you here. These last four to me, I could like I could use the random wheel of names that we use sometimes. That's how they
used to cast females on All-Star seasons.
Really? Just random names?
You were there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. This one's tough. Soda, Venus.
How did Haley get on Game Changers again?
Yeah, no, it was like Sierra Don Thomas and Haley were Game Changers.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, Jeff did reinvent the term. So Game Changers are people that change the game, that you know, that some of the greatest innovative players of all time. And then he was like, and also another definition of the word Game Changers is, if given the opportunity to play the game differently, how would you? And that's where and I was just like, stop it. Like that is not,
yeah, he turned it into a future. Yeah. Like you're a future game changer because you're on a season called Game Changers. That's what defines. If you're on a season called Game Changers, you become a game changer. Yeah. So whoever they cast automatically becomes a game changer.
On podcast, go listen to our podcast with Julia Sokolowski that we did of going through, are they game changers or not in the preseason of that. That was a very fun podcast, and Julia pulled out some claws in that one. So that was a good one.
So, Hustlers, the Hustlers tribe. You all know what a hustler means, but not Jeff. There's that definition. There's also, if you try real hard, you're a hustler.
If you try hard, you're a hustler. That's it.
I was just like, I like the long con version.
Yeah, they're all like trying to hustle people out of money, and they're all running some sort of
Oh, you got sex, Dr. Mike. That's good. Hey, you want to talk about your... Hey, send me a picture of your penis. Sex, Dr. Mike. I just want to look at it.
That's
a
doctor. By the way,
if McKenna, Dr. Mike if landed on the hustler,
that's the clip for social media right there. That's the
okay, good. Good. Yeah, that's the Dr. Mike if he landed on the Hustler's tribe. He would be selling, you know, some photos that people were sending him.
He was on the Hustler tribe, wasn't he?
No, he was on the healer. He was on the healer tribe.
Healer. He healed your penis.
He's a doctor.
For cutting penises, he's the exact opposite.
But he cuts penises to save the penises.
Yes,
he does it. Well, yeah, he saves the foreskins.
See, that's the Hustler tribe. Sure. Again, we're going back to the Hustler tribe.
Have you been to his house?
No, I haven't been to his house.
Do not look in his freezer. Ugh, he makes ice cubes out of them.
The only time I met him was at your party.
He puts them in the bottom of your old fashions. Nice. His foreskin. Ugh,
God,
that's horrible.
That's good.
It's just Dr. Mike.
It's trendy. Will, who do you have at nine?
At nine, man, this is just tough. All four of these people could go. I have Soda, Venus, Tim, and Ben remaining. I'm going to go Ben here because I do think Tim is in more danger. I could see Tim and Kenzie trying to take a shot at Tim and getting Q on board because it's too much bro down going on, and Ben is not in the plus one alliance. So Kenzie and Tiff will be more likely to work with Ben. I do think he could absolutely go. I could see this being like, just this is the random time for Ben to go. He's not been that big of a player this season. He is kind of like a random person who could just take a stray bullet here. But I do think Tim is in more danger based off what we saw last week. So I got Ben at nine, and then I'm going to go Venus at 10. I feel like Venus is not the most likely person to go. I think Soda's the most likely person to go here.
Soda's not coming to a party. He's already been to a party. So I don't really care.
Yeah. So I think Venus here, if Maria and Charlie are smart, they will keep Venus around. They like the infighting in that Nami tribe, and you want to keep that conflict. You want to keep the heat off of you. And they seem like they're pretty savvy players so far. You want to keep someone like Venus around to keep stirring up trouble. So Venus at 10, and then I'll let you guys go.
Fair play. You have a 9.
It doesn't really matter.
Charlie. He sucks.
You have Charlie. He sucks.
He sucks. Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Will, I'll kill mine, and we'll let Fair Play go last.
Yeah.
At 10, I do have Soda, and I am going to say Venus is the one who's going home this week. I think they should be taking...
Two people are going home.
Yeah, two. So I have Venus and Tim. I have Tim at 11. But I
Tim dog!
Said, yeah. I got Tim and Venus as the two people going home. Venus, I feel like they should be taking to Final Three because she's going to get 0 votes, but I feel like she's too chaotic. And in this new era, you, with already the different twists and crap that are being thrown at you by production, you don't want to also have a player who's a total wild card. And Venus is a total wild card, so I have Venus at 12.
Hey, if you're the nail that sticks up, you get hammered down.
That's
Oh, and if you're a wave in the ocean, you sail away.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, sail away. Yeah.
Yeah, not
you're not an analogizer.
They're stupid. They're stupider than Charlie.
Will, what do you have as your 11 and 12?
These 11 and 12, I don't think it doesn't even matter what order you put them in.
No, it doesn't. So, yeah.
I got soda at 11, and I have.
Oh, did she not come to your party?
I don't have enough friends to have parties. Fair play. That's why I go to your parties.
And then you have Tim at 12.
I do have Tim at 12. I do. This is Tim. I fear that this is Tim's time to go.
Yeah, and you asked, does it matter? Well, if Tim doesn't go home, you only get 11 points for soda if she goes home. So it's like, yeah, it does matter a little.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of bookending Ben and Tim as my 11 and 4, or sorry, 9 and 12. And then I got 10 and 11 because I think it's closer race between soda and Venus for who goes on that
one. All right. And now for the hard hitting analysis. Why do you have these people as your bottom three and what's your order?
10, Venus.
Okay.
11, Tim. And.
Oh, wait.
And 12, Liz.
Liz, okay, there you go. I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
Masterfully and purposely done.
So what's your take on the Venus situation? Because obviously coming into this podcast, you were saying Venus is done. She's one of the two. But then I put Liz at 2, so you got to move her to 12.
Yes.
So what's your actual pitch to people that Venus is going to survive?
I'm with Will on the... I think a nobody is going to be one of the two. It's not going to be two awesome players.
Yeah.
So, or
are there even two awesome players on this season?
As awesome as far as the new era is concerned. Please don't make me fucking talk about this.
I'm just smiling, looking over.
Yeah.
Mickey Avalon smiling at me, blowing kisses.
Yes.
Oh, Mickey Avalon. I love Mickey Avalon.
Yeah. I got a vinyl that I've been staring at the whole time.
Mickey Avalon on vinyl. My That's a good record, record,
man. That's a My good record.
That is
it's a good album.
$100 record.
Hell yeah. I dig that.
So, yeah, no, I think I don't think we're going to get two bigger players. I think we're going to get one dud. I feel
bigger,
like
that's less polite, a less, you know, complimentary good. Word.
Yeah. So I think Liz is a dud, so she's one of the two. Tim's the other one, and I don't think that.
And remember, last year it was Caleb and Sifu. So we did lose one of the biggest players from the season in the same episode. We also lost one of the smallest players from the season.
Exactly.
So and Jay Maya was the Mergatory boot, which was Mariah. They kind of fit the same kind of archetype, same kind of confession.
Because they all play the same because they're all game bots, and the casting is garbage. So please cast people that play different. Like, King George is on Survivor because he's a political strategist. They're like, we won't. King George, like, I haven't watched Survivor in a couple of years. He's like, I'm going to go bone up. And they're like, don't. We don't want you to play as a survivor. We want you to play as a political strategist. And he plays, it's different. It's unique. And it works. And it's better television. So, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I understand you cookie cutter fucks love the show. But, like, stop ruining the show
by just
playing exactly the same.
I don't know if these cookie cutter people that you're afraid, I don't hear that much praise for the new era. Like, I don't think there's a strong contingent of like, we love.
Oh, Jam Jam loves it. He sucks too.
Well, he won. He got $1 million out of the new era. So you can see him, you know, being at least like, you know, he's a player on it. I guess what I'm saying is, I don't think you're like in the minority here making some like, rash comments that is totally out of left field. Like, you're pretty much, I think, saying what a lot of people are thinking.
Yeah.
So you're saying a lot of people are walking around saying these cookie cutter fucks? Is that what you're
saying? Not that phrase particularly, but
they might start. T-shirt will be available at fairplayshirts.com.
There we go.
Cookie cutter fucks.
I love that. There you go, guys. So now you know where to buy your shirt. Fair play. I'll ask the question and I'm going to be stuck on the screen with you while you answer this. So answer kindly. Sure. Who's your winner of the season?
Who do I have number one?
You have Kenzie at number one.
Kenzie. I'm forward thinking.
Yeah. That's it. So Kenzie's your number one. You got any spiel as to why she's number one? Why she's gonna win?
She's a lot of confessionals. She's the mermaid dragon.
Yeah.
I think that was purposely said and shown.
Which makes no sense.
Mermaid dragon.
Neither thing is real.
That's not true. They're both real.
Are they?
Yeah. What are you, an idiot?
My 6 year old believes she's a yeah. Marlin. So quick side story because Jesus Christ, we've gone forever. So my 6 year old is in first grade. Last year she was in kindergarten, and at the end of the year they gave speeches like, you know, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And my 6 year old goes, when I grow up, I want to be a mermaid. And I'm like, oh, that's so awesome. Billy, right after my daughter goes, when I grow up, I want to work at Dollar General. And I was like, Billy, I feel that is your future. I feel this can and probably will happen.
Hey,
you will
dream big, kid.
Hey, that's like that's a very achievable dream. If that's
honestly, dream. He's gonna be so satisfied with his life in a way that I'll never understand.
And Zane Knight will still be working there, which is great. Zane works at Dollar General.
Does he?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Which one around here?
On the way to the Martinsville race.
So anyway, I'll be stopping by Dollar General on the way home tonight as I drive back to Durham. That'll be great. But fair play. It's always a pleasure. You never know what you're going to get. You're the box of chocolates of this stuff. I mean, actually, we know what we're going to get.
Yeah.
We know. Yeah. It's kind of like
vitriol.
What it kind of is it's like the jelly beans where you're like, is it going to taste good or is it going to taste bad? But you know some of it's going to be really bad.
I'm the Harry Potter jelly bean.
Yeah. You know that there's going to be some in there that are like cherry flavored. You're like, that was good. And then there's going to be some that are booger, like cookie cutter fucks. And you're like, all right.
Yep.
That's where we're at. That's fair play. That's
it's a turd jelly bean.
It's a turd jelly bean.
Cookie Cutter Fox is actually sounds like a good jelly bean flavor.
It's a great screamo band name too. So that'd be good.
Worse than that, Cookie Cutter Cox.
Ugh. Cookie Cutter.
that's another show.
On that note, thank you all so much for listening to this podcast. Fair play. It's always a pleasure. We will be back on Wednesday night. I'm back ready to go at regular time. Will, if you're good to ready to go at regular time.
So right, who that. Knows, man?
Who knows?
If we still have this podcast,
we might be kicked off YouTube. Deal or No Deal Island, we're recapping that on Tuesdays. People are actually listening to that. I guess more people are starting to watch. That's
well, fun. It's 45 million people download or watched it on Peacock, according to Boston Raw.
What's the real number?
I don't know.
45 million. Yeah, that's crazy.
He got 100 grand just for showing up.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's not that bad. I mean,
it's a really good show. If you haven't watched
Deal or No Deal Island is better than Survivor 46 so far.
I can believe that.
It's very good. It really is. Except for last week, it was a non-elimination, which was fucking
scary. Oh, that was whack. Yeah, that's what good. It kind of left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, but Deal or No Deal Island's very good. So we're recapping that on Tuesdays. And then, as I said, we'll be back on Wednesday. Thursday, I'm with Brandon Donlin. Me and Blake will be doing Digging Deeper with Dad.
If he still comes on,
I know I got to actually text him and make sure he didn't listen to this podcast yet. And then on Sunday, we will have a guest who may or may not have been in this chat, but we'll reveal that more specifically on Wednesday night.
Also, by the way.
Do you? As a person, yeah, I like Brandon.
Really? You just flipped him off. His mother was watching this, and you just gave her.
That was for her, not for him.
Okay, good.
she birthed him.
I love it. Become a patron.
Patreon.com/specialist. Also, a new connection video coming out very soon. So yes, we've got five connections up. Our sixth one's coming out today. So check it out.
Those are fun. You got anything you want to say? What do you got? I know you've been promoting all your stuff nonstop. You got anything else?
Sure. Yeah. SurvivorTix.com. Come see me and King George live. We're going to be in Chicago this week. I think like 8 tickets remaining. So if you want to join us in Chicago, get your tickets right now or you're not going to. So because it's limited to 30. Then after that, Cincinnati, Charlottesville, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Myrtle Beach. I got Kirby from Titans v. Rebels joining me and King George there. SurvivorTix.com, JohnnyFairplay.com, links to everything. Get yourself cameo.com/JohnnyFairplay. I got booked while we're doing this a couple times, so that's cool.
I got to watch that happen.
Yeah,
so I got to see what it was.
Probably somebody watching this live.
Probably was,
potentially. And then fairplayshirts.com to get your cookie cutter cucks and cookie cutter fucks t-shirts.
I like these.
They'll be available. Mm-hmm. And become a patron. You guys, Patreon rules. We strive to offer something similar. And I have a weekly Q&A, which King George will be joining me for the next 6 weeks because he lives with me now. So go to realitypatron.com. But yeah, links to everything, JohnnyFairplay.com, No H and Johnny, JohnnyFairplay.com. Let's go watch some NASCAR.
Let's go watch some NASCAR, dude. That's what I'm about to do.
Jersey boy
loves NASCAR now. So yeah, I've become country overnight. So I'm excited for that.
I got the mullet wig.
I might have to wear it today. Again, thank you all so much. Again, our Patreon, patreon.com/specialist. We've been doing so much content over there. Pretty much putting out something almost every day during the Survivor season. So it's been really great. So consider becoming a patron. I know some people who are big fans over here have always like kind of messaged and said, should I be, should I not? just try it out for a month, see what you think. I mean, at the end of the day, if you come for a month and it's not for you, it's going to cost you somewhere between $5 and $20, and then it's easy to get out of. It's not like we're scamming.
I have $150 here.
Damn. Yeah, we don't have that. We don't have that because I'm not going to send you whatever kinds of pictures Johnny Fairplay is sending to the $150 tier. So maybe if Will wants to get on
that. Hey, don't speak for yourself. $150.
Yeah. I'm a foot guy. Yeah. Let's go.
I didn't say I don't have a foot page. But anyway, everybody, thank you all so much for listening. Will, hit the button.
Oh, yeah, I have to end this.
Learn that the hard way here. Me and Fairplay have been trying to click comments like morons.